For as much time as most of us spend online, the internet can sometimes feel like this totally separate realm. You've got pictures and videos and people that seem like they might only exist within the confines of a little glowing box in your hand, or maybe a slightly larger glowing box that sits on your desk. But every once in a while, things happen that remind us that the internet is very much a part of the real world. Sometimes it's a phrase that changes the way we talk, like girl dinner, or calling things very demure and very mindful. Other times it's a viral post that draws overwhelming crowds to a rat-shaped hole in a Chicago sidewalk, or the zoo in Thailand where, if you're lucky, you might catch a fleeting glimpse of Mudang, the baby pygmy hippo. I'm Michelle Cassidy, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, Places editor Diana Hubble and I are going to take you to two places that have been shaped by the internet in very different ways. We'll hear the real-life story behind one of the internet's most iconic pets, and learn how a literal hole in the wall became a top-rated tourist attraction. Those stories after this.
Every memorable gift starts with a story. This holiday season, give something with power. Jefferson's Ocean Bourbon and Jefferson's Ocean Rye are aged at sea, where they're transformed by unpredictable and unrelenting elements. They'll taste the journey in every sip. Darkened by pounding waves, kissed by ocean air, caramelized by equatorial heat. Give the gift of adventure. Give Jefferson's Ocean Bourbon and Jefferson's Ocean Rye. Please sip responsibly. Copyright 2023, Jefferson's Bourbon Company, Crestwood, Kentucky. In Puerto Rico, music is life. From iconic bars and lively nightclubs to backyard parties and spontaneous jam sessions. Step outside and feel the rhythm of Boricua culture. Whether it's salsa, plena, or reggaeton, in Puerto Rico, if you hear the music, you're invited to the party. Learn more at discoverpuertorico.com. And remember, no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Who do you think is the most famous pet on the internet? This is a question that I recently put to some friends and coworkers, and the overwhelming consensus was that the title belonged to Grumpy Cat, the tiny cat with a permanent frown who inspired countless memes, books, toys, and even a made-for-TV movie in 2014. Other responses included Doug the Pug, who has 3.6 million Instagram followers, and Maru, a Japanese cat who has accumulated over 500 million YouTube views, mostly by jumping into boxes. There's this huge pet industrial complex online. Small-scale pet celebrities rake in endorsement deals for bandanas and kibble and pet shampoos. But the biggest names are getting invited onto red carpets and landing book and movie deals. Though my survey was small and deeply unscientific, I was surprised that only a few people brought up the dog that I personally consider to be the most famous pet on the internet. Maybe it shouldn't have been so shocking, because despite seeing this dog's face pop up in basically every corner of the internet over the last decade, until last year, I didn't even know her name as anything other than Doge. Now, on the off chance that you're not familiar with Doge, it's a meme that at its core consists of a picture of a Shiba Inu surrounded by a cloud of words and phrases, usually styled in a rainbow of Comic Sans. The text consists of short exclamations. There's usually a wow in one corner, accompanied by a series of intensifiers, like so and such, paired with relevant words. So scared, such amaze, varied technology. They sort of read like a surreal narrative of a dog's inner monologue. If you try to trace this meme back to its roots, there's one specific image that you'll see over and over again. A Shiba Inu sitting on a beige couch, paws crossed daintily in front while giving the camera a skeptical side eye. This is the original Doge. And her real name is Kabosu. Before her days as an internet celebrity, Kabosu didn't have the easiest life. She was used for breeding at a puppy mill. And when that mill shut down, the owners abandoned her along with 19 other Shiba Inus. Those dogs were taken in by a shelter that tried to find them new homes. For Kabosu, that home was with a kindergarten teacher named Atsuko Sato. I'm sure that you've seen at least a few friends or family members set up a social media for their pets. Maybe you've done it yourself. I certainly did when I adopted my dog a few years ago. You can find her at Gandalf_thegraydog on Instagram. But Atsuko Sato adopted Kabosu in 2008, 2 years before Instagram even existed. So she started a blog called A Walk with Kabuso-chan. Looking through the archives of the blog, I found pictures from Kabosu's earliest days at home, when she was still settling into her new life. Pictures of her going on walks, trying on raincoats and sweaters, meeting other dogs, getting treats, playing with her cat siblings and taking naps. Lots and lots of naps. The blog gained a following in Japan, and it became one of the most popular pet blogs in the country. But meanwhile, on the other side of the world, there was one particular photo posted to the blog that was taking on a life of its own. That now iconic image of Kabosu came from a post on February 13, 2010, titled, What's for Dinner Tonight? Attempting to trace its exact path through the internet is a fruitless task, filled with broken links and deactivated accounts. The picture made its way to Reddit, to Twitter, and other platforms, and in the fall of 2013, for reasons that aren't super clear, the meme exploded in popularity. The word Doge was already in the online parlance for silly dog pictures, but it quickly became synonymous with Shiba Inus, and especially with Kabosu. There was a Doge meme for basically everything you can imagine, from sports rivalries to geological phenomena to men's fashion. Kabosu's face was photoshopped onto loaves of bread and Twinkies and a lake in Canada. Other faces were photoshopped onto her body, including, most notably, Nicolas Cage. When a reporter from The Verge interviewed Atsuko Sato about the meme in 2013, she was a little confused about the whole thing, at least at first. She said, maybe I don't understand memes very well because I'm living such an analog life. Still, Sato embraced her dog's alter ego, and Kabosu's fame continued to grow. In 2013, she became the face of a cryptocurrency called Dogecoin. For a time in 2021, it was actually one of the biggest cryptocurrencies in the world, thanks to an endorsement from Elon Musk. Offline, Kabosu lived a happy life, blissfully unaware of her status as an internet icon. Her celebrity did occasionally venture into the real world. People recognized her on walks and wanted to take pictures. Sato wrote on her blog about a 12-year-old American boy who wrote to her asking if he could visit the real-life Doge on his family's trip to Japan. There were Kabosu calendars and stuffed animals, but the most enduring real-world monument to Kabosu is a slightly more recent addition. In 2022, fans launched a crowdfunding campaign to create a statue of Kabosu in her hometown. It was fully funded in less than a day, and the statue was unveiled a year later. The bronze monument features Kabosu in her famous pose, of course, sitting on a stone couch alongside bronze renditions of Sato's two cats. Though she was getting older and starting to struggle with health issues, Kabosu herself attended the unveiling ceremony. It was her 18th birthday and the first annual Doge Day, with hundreds of people coming to celebrate the special dog who had touched their lives, along with millions of others. Kabosu died in May of 2024, but she lives on in the form of countless memes and memories. Sato said that she was sure that Kabosu was the happiest dog in the world, and lucky to be loved by so many people. Even if the internet were to go dark tomorrow, you could find her likeness in the park where she once loved to walk. Next up, Places editor Diana Hubble has the story of a small English town's hottest tourist attraction. You are never going to guess what it is. Take it away, Diana.
What if I told you that the biggest tourist attraction in Ilkeston, England is a hole in a wall? Not like an under the radar hole in the wall restaurant or something. I mean a literal hole in a wall. The NatWest Hole, as it's become known, is about 2 feet above the ground in a wall next to a National Westminster Bank ATM. The city put it in sometime in the 90s so that anyone withdrawing cash could see if someone was lurking on the other side. Pretty mundane stuff. I mean, you see these in places around the UK. No one thought anything of this at the time, I'm sure. But then, in 2018, something weird happened. People started posting glowing reviews of NatWest Hole on TripAdvisor. A lot of them. As of taping, the hole has 160 reviews on the site, and it remains the top-rated spot in town. 147 people gave it 5 stars. To give you an idea, here's just a small sampling. In February 2024, Justin D. wrote, quote, "The excitement built as I approached it, and it did not disappoint. Truly the eighth wonder of the world. Quite magnificent." Then in August, Team Sui declared it, quote, "the holy grail of holes." Adrian B., who claims to be from Ilkeston originally, said they traveled the world visiting places including Angkor Wat in Cambodia and the Grand Palace in Bangkok, but, quote, "was always mindful that the true wonder of the world existed in my hometown." Some people even went one step further with their write-ups. John M. of Manchester wrote, "Ilkeston's NatWest Hole holds the distinction of being not only Britain's tallest mine, being 2 feet above ground level, but also Britain's shortest mine, as it is only about 30 centimeters long. Local legends say the mine was dug by the little people in search of the mythical NatWest Trove. In truth, the mine dates to the late 1800s and was soon abandoned when owners realized there was no coal to be found." Now, this isn't the first time someone has successfully pranked TripAdvisor. In 2017, a Vice journalist famously transformed an old shed in their yard into the top-rated restaurant in London on the site. The fake website for The Shed at Dulwich is still online. Of course, fake TripAdvisor reviews are a problem for real businesses. Just last year, the website deleted a staggering 2 million fake reviews, and that may just be the tip of the iceberg. I've been a bit obsessed with the topic for the last few years. In 2019, I reported on a New York restaurant group that conned 4 of its businesses into the city's top 10 using thousands of fake reviews. But that's not the case here. The NatWest hoax isn't hurting anyone. Although it did set off some alarm bells at TripAdvisor. In February 2020, the website suspended new reviews, but there was such a flurry of media attention that they reinstated them shortly thereafter. There are 2 things that I love about this story personally. For one, it's a rare example of an internet spoof turning into a real thing offline. I mean, yes, okay, the NatWest Hole technically existed before, but it was just this totally unremarkable thing that nobody cared about. Now people bring their kids to pose for pictures with it. And the other thing is that there's just something deeply silly and weirdly wholesome about the whole thing. I'm maybe showing my elder millennial here, but I get pretty nostalgic these days for a time not that long ago when the internet seemed less, well, evil. Or maybe evil's too strong a word, but these days we're all hyper aware of just how dangerous online misinformation can be. The reason the NatWest Hole isn't like that, though, is it's just a really big joke, one that everybody is in on. I kind of think that's why it's still going strong all these years later. It's just chaotic nonsense for the fun of it. And that's kind of one of the things that initially made the internet so great.
Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Stitcher Studios. The people who make our show include Dylan Thuris, Doug Baldinger, Chris Naka, Camille Stanley, Johanna Mayer, Manola Morales, Baudelaire, Gabby Gladney, Amanda McGowan, Alexa Lim, Casey Holford, and Luz Fleming. Our theme music is by Sam Tindall. If you like our show, please give us a good review and rating wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow us so you never miss an episode. I'm Michelle Cassidy, and I'll see you next time.
As the leading senior living provider in the U.S. with 40-plus years of experience, we understand the complex needs of seniors. At Brookdale, our associates help address clinical needs, and our communities help reduce social isolation with programs tailored to help manage chronic conditions and improve overall health and quality of life. We know your patients might feel unsure. It's a big decision. Brookdale Senior Living could be the perfect fit, offering a sense of community that feels like home. Let us help. Visit brookdale.com to learn more.
Looking for toys that'll get the biggest reactions?
Yes, please.
Walmart has jaw-dropping toys like For Real Daisy Yoga Goat.
Awesome.
Razor Crazy Cart Shuffle.
Whoa.
Hot Wheels, Bluey 3-in-1 Airplane Playset, and more. Aren't you gonna say cool?
I'm saving it for the holidays.
Smart. Welcome to your Walmart.